CNN 10 is taking you to Egypt for our first story this Tuesday. I'm Carl Azus. Thank you for watching the show. Polls are open in the North African country of 97 million people. A three-day-long election began on Monday that will determine the next president of Egypt. But experts say that's a foregone conclusion, that the country's current leader, President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, is certain to win another term. This is Egypt's third election since longtime leader Hosni Mubarak was forced out of power in 2011. At that time, like several countries in the Middle East and North Africa, Egypt saw a wave of protests against its government that led to significant changes in leadership. But today, like several of those same countries, Egypt continues to struggle with economic problems, limited opportunities for its people, and terrorism. President Sisi was first elected in 2014, and a win this week would bring his second and last four-year term. One reason why the vote is being watched worldwide is because if turnout is high, it's possible President Sisi will try to change Egypt's constitution so he can serve longer.
Let's take a ride around the streets of Cairo. If you haven't noticed, Egypt is having a presidential election. A kaleidoscope of campaign posters wallpapers the city. But you might have noticed something missing, the opposition. It's not my fault, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah Sisi said in an interview. I swear to God, I wish there would have been more candidates for people to choose who they want. But they were not ready yet. There is no shame in this. There were high-profile contenders. But Egyptian authorities arrested former Army General Sami Anan on a number of charges. Ahmed Shafik, a former 2012 presidential candidate, withdrew amid reports of intimidation. Human rights lawyer Khaled Ali withdrew after saying he was under pressure from authorities. Mohammed Anwar Sadat, the nephew of late Egyptian President Anwar Sadat, also says he felt pressure to withdraw. After searching, we finally found the subtle posters of Musa Mustafa Musa, a last-minute and little-known challenger.
President Sisi was going alone in this game, and if he falls, we all fall.
Musa is accused of being a stooge of the government, a tool to give the election the veneer of legitimacy. He denies this and insists his platform makes him the better candidate. No one doubts Sisi will win. The real challenge is voter apathy. His Get Out the Vote campaign aims to drive Egyptians to the polls and give him the broad mandate he needs for another 4 years. Ian Lee, CNN, Cairo.